kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino. Kayo'y nakikinig sa Australia Explained, ang SBS audio podcast na gagabay sa inyong pamumuhay sa Australia.
Bagamat kilala ang Australia sa magagandang beaches at summer holidays, meron din itong kamangha-manghang mga lugar na nababalot ng snow tuwing winter. Saan nga ba makakakita ng snow sa Australia? Ang mga pangunahing snow destinations ay nasa New South Wales, Victoria at Tasmania. May mga ski resort at national park na perfect para sa snow adventures. Kasama sa mga pinakasikat na resort ang Perisher at Thredbo sa New South Wales at Mount Buller at Falls Creek sa Victoria. Bawat isa ay may kakaibang alok mula sa mga patag na slopes para sa baguhan hanggang sa mga matatarik na trail para sa masanay na skier. Ayon kay Oliver Capitanakis, direktor ng Tourism Snowy Mountains sa New South Wales, kahit kilala ang Australia bilang isla na may magagandang baybayin, may snow-covered mountains din ito, ang Australian Alps. Bagamat hindi kasing taas ng ibang bundok sa mundo, may kakaibang ganda at saya itong hatid tuwing taglamig.
Mount Kosciuszko, Australia's tallest point, is just 2,200 meters. So not very tall. But uniquely, we are a country that has 4-5 great snow areas. We know that we have Kosciuszko National Park, in which Thredbo and Perisher both exist in. A little bit less known, we also have within the same park, Selwyn. And then on the other side of the New South Wales, Victoria, we've got Mount Buller. So we're unique in the world in the sense that we have snow at a moderate altitude that allows for great snow play, good skiing.
Kung plano mong pumunta sa Snowy Mountains sa New South Wales, mahalagang pag-isipan kung saan ka titira o may accommodation ka ba, lalo na kung gusto mong mag-ski o matutong mag-ski. May mga accommodation na nasa tabi mismo ng slopes para sa madaling access. Pero kung naghahanap ka ng mas abot-kaya o family-friendly na opsyon, may mga mas malalapit na bayan na may maraming pagpipilian.
The ski season starts on the first week of June and ends on the beginning of October at the long weekend, so between the two long weekends. But I feel that the best snow is to be had in July and in August. Perisher is the largest of the resorts with much larger terrain. This is much harder to ski Perisher in one day, whereas Thredbo, arguably, you could do the whole thing in one day.
Sabi ni Olivier, kung hindi mo balak mag-ski o matutong mag-ski, ang Selwyn ay magandang lugar para maranasan ang snow. Dito, pwede kang sumubok ng mas chill na snow activities. Perfect para sa pamilya o sa mga gustong mag-enjoy ng hindi masyadong intense.
Selwyn has a great tobogganing park. Perisher and Thredbo don't allow tobogganing. So if you're coming here to experience the snow, then certainly Perisher and Thredbo are great to turn up and play in the snow. Thredbo is probably going to be your pick if you want to take a gondola ride to the top of the mountain, play in the snow, and then come back down again.
Kung sa Victoria ka naman mag-snow trip, pwede mong isama sa plano ang Alpine Shire. May mga magagandang tanawin at bayan dito at malapit ito sa mga sikat na ski resorts. Ayon kay Alpine Shire Mayor Councillor Sarah Nicholas, nasa paanan ito ng Great Dividing Range sa kahabaan ng Victoria. Ilan sa mga snow destinations na binanggit niya sa Victoria ay ang Mount Hotham, Falls Creek at Dinner Plain. Lahat ay may kanya-kanyang ganda at snow experiences.
Two are quite major ski resorts, that's Mount Hotham and Falls Creek. And Dinner Plain also has some ski lifts and is a really good place for beginners and for tobogganing. And Mount Buffalo is another place where people can drive into the snow and immerse themselves in that wonderful scenery.
Ang Mount Buller ay isa sa pinakasikat na snow destination sa Victoria. At dinarayo ito ng mga skier at snowboarder, baguhan man o eksperto na. Ayon sa Visit Victoria, may balanse itong mix ng slopes para sa beginner, intermediate at advanced levels. Mayroon din itong developed na village at kumpletong amenities sa bundok, kaya perfect ito para sa lahat ng snow lovers. Dagdag pa ni Olivier, maganda rin ang Mount Buller para sa mga galing sa Melbourne dahil madali itong puntahan.
There's great choices on the Buller on the Victorian side. Also for snow play, so probably your destination if you come from Victoria, because it's certainly the closest place. If you go from Sydney or Brisbane, then it's Perisher and Thredbo.
Mahalaga ring malinaw kung ano ang gusto mong gawin sa snow trip. Para malaman mo kung gaano katagal ka dapat manatili. Weekend getaway lang ba o mas mahabang bakasyon? Sabi ni Sarah, may mga taong dumadalaw lang ng isang araw at sobrang nag-i-enjoy na kahit hindi sila nagsiski.
They might have a bit of a toboggan in the designated toboggan areas, throw some snowballs and they have some lunch and they have a lot of fun. So a day is enough for that sort of experience. But if you actually want to learn how to slide around in the snow and control some skis, then it's probably at least 5 days midweek. And then by the end of those 5 days, you can most likely you can get down one of the beginner slopes comfortably.
Sa Tasmania, may mga snow experience din na perfect para sa pamilya. Ayon kay Sandra Brady, ang Assistant Training and Events Manager ng Tourism Tasmania, ang Mount Wellington ay magandang lugar kung saan pwedeng mag-enjoy ang buong pamilya na ito'y siguradong masayang alaala sa snow.
There's no facilities there in terms of skiing, tobogganing, etc. But it's where we all get out with our families and we build snowmen and have some snow fights and just generally snow angels, that kind of snow play fun that you can experience. And that's something certainly that can be done in Hobart. So just 20 minutes from the CBD, which is amazing.
May iba pang snow spots sa Tasmania na halos 90 minutes drive lang mula Hobart. Sa Mountfield National Park, pwedeng sumubok ng cross-country skiing, kadalasan sa tulong ng mga ski club. Para naman sa mga turista, binigyang diin ni Sandra na ang Ben Lomond National Park ang top spot sa Tasmania para sa skiing.
To experience snow in the north, Ben Lomond National Park is an easy drive from Launceston. But during winter, we actually have shuttle services to access the top of Ben Lomond where there is actually a ski resort. We do recommend that you take the shuttle services because the road there is really quite windy. It's called Jacob's Ladder and it's a series of switchbacks. And from the beginning of June, you do need to have snow chains in your car for that section.
Paalala ni Olivier, mahalaga ang maayos na pagpaplano at paggamit ng tamang safety gear at kagamitan kapag bibisita sa mga snowy mountain at iba pang snow areas sa tatlong estado. Ito ay para manatiling ligtas, komportable, at ready sa anumang snow adventure.
National Parks makes it compulsory to take chains, and if you have an ordinary sedan without four-wheel drive or without all-wheel drive, then you need to put chains on your drive wheels. And for most cars, it's at the front wheel for a small car and the back wheels for a larger car. And certainly if you've never driven in the snow and you've got an all-wheel drive or a four-wheel drive, I would still recommend using chains.
Dagdag nito, mahalaga ring alamin kung kailangan mo ba ng snow chains para sa sasakyan mo kapag nagda-drive sa mga snow-covered na lugar. Laging sundin ang mga road signs at weather warnings para maging ligtas at maayos ang biyahe mo. Huwag kalimutang magdala ng heat-tech clothes, gloves at snow boots para mas masulit mo ang iyong oras sa snow. Binigyang diin niya, ito ang mga simpleng bagay na makakatulong para maging masaya at ligtas ang snow trip mo.
Make sure you do have specialized snow clothing, and that usually means layers. So rather than just having one puffer jacket on, snow clothing is having a good underlayer, a base layer, perhaps a singlet, a shirt, and then a top layer would be a waterproof or a feather down jacket. Make sure you have a beanie and gloves, good shoes.
Medyo magastos ang snow trip dahil sa accommodation, park entry fees, lift passes, pagkain, snow clothes at pati na rin ang car chains. Pero pwede mong bawasan ang gastos kung magrenta ka ng snow gear imbis na bumili at magdala ng sarili mong pagkain at snacks para iwas sa mahal sa mga alpine areas.
So certainly research pays a lot. For a budget-conscious family, perhaps bring your own lunch and certainly keep it in your car as you drive up and then take a bit of a break and enjoy your lunch looking at the snow rather than from a fancy bistro or restaurant.
Mula sa unang snowflake o snowfall experience hanggang sa huling higop ng mainit na tsokolate, ang snow trip ay punong-puno ng mga alaala na hindi mo makakalimutan, lalo na kung first time mo ito. Hindi lang ito tungkol sa skiing, pwede ring magtubogan. Makipag-snowball fight, humanga sa mga tanawin at tamhin ang saya sa bawat sandali. Tara, samahan mo kami sa snow adventure na to. Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Maram Ismail na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
Inyong napakinggan ang isang SBS audio podcast. Para sa iba pang nilalaman ng Australia Explained, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/australiaexplained. Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.